Hi, my name is April Kirkwood. We're talking about that number one thing all of us go through once or twice or sometimes a lot. Depression. What it is truly. Now, manifesting depression can look many different ways to different people, and we all know that. I mean, Dr. Phil's on, everybody's on, we're always talking about it. Either you sleep too much or you don't sleep at all. Eat too much, don't eat enough. Have too much sex, don't have enough sex. Become a workaholic to stay away from getting into who you really are, or can't get off the couch. It's extreme behaviors that take you off your kind of steady flow of what we like to think is a normal life. Eating good meals, exercising, having decent relationships, being able to regulate our own behaviors, and also not freak out at other people. So we're talking about that. The first thing I'm going to talk to you about with the real cause of depression is and could be nothing more. I'm not going to say this, I'm not minimizing it, but technically a genetic link. Depression can be a genetic predisposition when the synapses aren't working out. If that is the case, if your life is perfect and you feel glum and sad all the time, I suggest you go to a physician immediately, get yourself into counseling, and there are so many new kinds of antidepressants. The warning about antidepressants, I will tell you, is once you get on them, you cannot just stop. If it is long-term depression, of course, meds are wonderful, but if it's like just, a month or so, or just brief, episodic because somebody died or you lost your job, that could be something you can get through on your own. Once again, if you do get on antidepressant medication, you cannot stop. You will have to continue, even if you're feeling better, to go to your doctor and withdraw, okay? Because I don't want to see anybody going down the wrong path. Also, antidepressants, it takes, like they say, up to 2 weeks for it to kick in. Also, you have the responsibility to tell your doctor if you're not feeling any better, if you are feeling suicidal, if things aren't looking up, but in fact looking down for you. It's very, very serious. However, I'm not against antidepressants, but they can tweak them. How many milligrams, how many times you take them a day, when you take them. There are hundreds and hundreds of great medications coming down the pike all the time. So if it's just genetic and you or very long term, I recommend seeing a psychiatrist and a counselor. But underneath all that, I think I know why many of us, I've been depressed too, are truly depressed, and that is we're living a lie. People talk about freaking fake news. We're pretending to be what our parents want. We're pretending to be what we think the world wants. We're pretending to be what our partners want. We're playing the role at work. We're playing the role at being a parent. Some people don't like being a parent. I mean, I know a lot of people who are parents that shouldn't be parents, okay? I know a lot of people that are working in fields and they absolutely hate it, or they have burned out. They are living unauthentic lives. And it's so heartbreaking because this is the only life you get. This is no flippin' dress rehearsal, ladies and gentlemen. Really, people die like once every 6 minutes or something. And, after 3 days, everybody goes back to doing their shtick. It is what it is. For you to live unauthentically because you think that's the way you're supposed to do it, you are really disrespecting your life energy. Life is a gift, and you are here to thrive and to learn and to make it the best you can. And when you cop out, buy out, sell out to anybody but you, even if you mess up and you really screw it up, wouldn't you rather it be your own screw up than somebody else's? I would rather fail on my own than succeed on somebody else's dream of what I should be. So when we are doing all of this baloney, this play acting, I mean, I think everybody should get an Oscar. I think I should get an Oscar. There's times that I have played it so much that I almost even got lost in the roles that I was playing or I thought I was expected to be. The funny thing is when you change, some people spotted it all along. I mean, you know, you're not fooling everybody all the time, and you're not fooling yourself at all. So it could be a very freeing experience for you just to take off those fake hats you've been wearing or those sunglasses that you wear 365 days a year. So with that, when you don't live your authentic life inside, you have no energy, your chi, your life force, you're killing yourself, man. I mean, talk about throwing yourself off a cliff. You're doing it every day emotionally, little by little. When my mother died, and it looked like cirrhosis of the liver, she had been killing herself for years because she didn't have the courage to step out for many other reasons. You are depressed because also you disrespect yourself. You're filled with self-loathing on shoulda, coulda, wouldas. So just do it. Shoulda, coulda, wouldas. Unless you are doing something against the law, which is a no-no, or harming another human being, animal, anything. Unless you're harming someone else, harming an animal, or doing something that's against the law, then do it. You're 60, you want to put some pink dye in your hair, do it. You are 40, you want to go back to college and change careers, do it. I mean, you might not be able to do it the way a 20-year-old will because you have responsibilities, but still, one class at a time, chip away. I mean, you know, the iceberg, the little peak there, but there's all this stuff underneath. Just keep chipping away. You're going to get there. Self-loathing, living a fake life. And the third thing people do is they're not connected to source. What is source? Your soul's longing to be home with it, to love it, to feel nurtured, to feel... Some people are lonely in a crowd of thousands. Some people are strangers in their own family. Some people are strangers when they look in the mirror. They have no connection to something warm and intimate and loving. My relationship with my source, and whatever you want to call it, God, Holy Father, higher power, I don't care what you call it. It's like angels. I don't care if you call them guides, angels, Holy Spirit. If you're not connected to something, and if you don't believe you're from something, just think about how you cannot imagine. You cannot imagine not existing, can you? I can't. It's like I wasn't always here because you were always here. And someday I won't be here. I can't even imagine not being here. Can you? Because you will always be. You will always be. You may shed your glove, which is your skin, but you, my friend, will always be. It can happen for you. Connect. It's like you're this beautiful, magnificent toaster. Beautiful toaster. Imagine it, shiny, colorful. And you don't work. You know why you don't work, honey? Because you don't plug into the energy force. And what is the energy force? Being connected to source, living authentically, learning, striving, always getting up to accomplish one new thing. Whether it's learning how to plant tomatoes in your backyard like your grandma Gatta did in Niles, my grandma Gatta, or learning a new language, or learning how to save money, or learning how to exercise, or learning how to get a dog to pee on the paper. It's the little things in life. I have gone to hospice and done volunteer work, and you know, every single time I ask somebody what they like most about life, it had nothing to do with a dollar bill or their college or their house or their home or their vacations. Once you live authentically, and I'm going to go back to spirituality, you will raise your energy level and you will attract people who are looking for you. There are people looking for you. Because why? I love you. I praise you. I appreciate you. You are God's child. Great things happen to you. Nothing can stop it. You're magnificent. Shed off all that isn't authentic. And if you don't know where to start, that's okay too. I very rarely know where to start. I start one step at a time and I let God drive my car because I guess I'm not a very good driver anymore. But you stay well. Also, sign up for the newsletter on my website, aprilkirkwood.com, or leave a comment about this. How do you feel about it? Do you like it? Don't you? You think I'm full of it? I can take it. Sources with me. God bless.